story. But by the time we got to May of 1995, then things were calming down. There was a bit more coherence, cohesion in the community. And at a Sangha meeting on May 31st, 1995, it was discussed about the idea of a California monastery, and the Sangha said, "Okay, Ajahn Amaro, we think things have come together sufficiently that you can go over there. Maybe we really should have four monks to start a new monastery, but you can go over there maybe with one other monk and start looking for a place." So I thought, "Oh, sātu, sātu." That was May 31st. June the 1st, so early the next morning, we got a phone call from Lumpho Samato, who happened to be in Long Beach visiting Master Hua, who was extremely ill. And so I was walking down the corridor in the monk's vihara. Ajahn Viradamo called me into his room and said, "Ajahn Amaro, we just got a call from Ajahn Sumedho. Master Hua wants to offer us 120 acres of forest in California. What do you think about that?" And I said, "Well, that was quick." So less than one day after the Sangha had agreed to that we could start looking for land, Master Hua, literally from his deathbed, offered 120 acres of land for our community. So the search was very, very brief. There was no search at all, in fact. And that was the half of the land that now constitutes Abayagiri. It's the northern half of the land that doesn't include the little cottage and the what was the cottage and the original barn and so forth. So that was an incredible gift, totally unexpected, out of the blue.